Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast. Currently, we have a flood watch in effect for our region. Cloudy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, 75 to 80. Showers tapering off this evening. Tomorrow, partly sunny, moderately humid, mid-80s. And Wednesday and Thursday, sunny and hot and humid, 90 to 95. We'll check the details on our tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Well, Henri failed to deliver to the tri-state region. Tropical storm Henri lost its steam over the Atlantic Ocean before making landfall in Rhode Island on Sunday, bringing unexpected relief to residents in western Connecticut and adjacent eastern New York and South County, Massachusetts. Originally anticipated to hit as a Category 1 hurricane, Henri brought modest tropical storm conditions to the greater Waterbury area, Litchfield County, eastern New York, and southern County of Massachusetts area. Heavy rain, light wind, and very little reports of storm damage and downed trees were common across our tri-state region. In Dutchess County, most hospitalized with COVID are not vaccinated, according to the health department. Less than 40% of Dutchess County's population was fully vaccinated by May 5th. Last time, county hospitals counted 30 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. At that time, many safety restrictions were still in place regarding mask use indoors and outdoors and social distancing. The county and the state as a whole was in the midst of a decline in cases and hospitalizations, credited to both an increasing number of vaccinated residents and warm weather allowing for more activities. Several times in late June and July, there was just a single COVID-19 patient hospitalized in the county on any given day, though they never reached zero. This week, the county once again recorded 30 patients hospitalized with the novel coronavirus as the Delta variant continues to spread, and the overwhelming majority of those in beds at the end of last week were not fully vaccinated, according to the county health department. In Great Barrington, from the Berkshire Edge, work has begun on a $1.6 million project that will see improvements to streets and sidewalks throughout the downtown area, while the preliminary work on a project to construct a roundabout just south of downtown has already begun its early stages. A statement released by the town: plans include repaving Bridge and Bentley Streets and repairing sidewalks on the east end of Bridge Street. In addition, the Taconic parking lot between Triflex Movie Theater and the Barrington House will be repaved, and drainage in the lot will be improved. Also, gravel will be laid on the rail trail walking path south of Main Street in Housatonic to comply with accessibility requirements of the Americans with Disabilities. And other recreational improvements in Great Barrington include Riverwalk extended south to the Olympic Meadows Recreation Ground. In the realm of aesthetics, the Mason Library lawn also is being resodded. Some meetings coming up. Northeast New York, the Zoning Review Committee meeting is happening tonight. Also in Sharon, the Historic District Commission is meeting tonight at 6:30. The Village of Millerton regular board meeting will be held tonight. That meeting is set for 6 p.m. this evening. In Salisbury, tonight at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Cornwall, tonight at 7 p.m., the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. In Kent, upcoming meetings tonight, Inland Wetlands and Commission regular meeting at 7 p.m. Sheffield has a Conservation Commission meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett is partnering with Hudson River Housing and Legal Services of the Hudson Valley to help you apply for and learn about emergency rental assistance programs. That's ERAP. Appointments are available tomorrow between 1 and 5 p.m. at the Northeast Community Center on South Street in Millerton. Email Gunnar Worden at wordong.ad106@gmail.com or call 518-828-1961 to RSVP. In Sheffield, tomorrow, Board of Assessors meet at 4:30. At Gear Village, they're hosting Christine Casado, Research Champion, Director of Communications for the Alzheimer's Association. You can join them about the latest advancements in treatments, the landscape of dementia science, risk factors for Alzheimer's and other dementia, and highlighting early detection. That'll be held tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Lodge Assisted Living Facility. RSVPs are required. Seating is limited to 50. 860-824-3819 or gearcares.org. In Sharon tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen have a 5:30 meeting. On Wednesday, Winds of the Wilderness Concert, an outdoor concert at 5 p.m. at the Church of St. John's of the Wilderness, classical and jazz music. Enjoy their website to learn more and make a contribution, windsinthewildernessconcerts.org. The Northeast Planning Board has their planning board meeting on August 25th. In Sharon on the 25th, the Planning and Zoning Commission at 5:30. In Sheffield on the 25th, Planning Board meets at 6 p.m. The Dovertown Board has a regular meeting on Wednesday the 25th as well. On the 26th in Kent, Planning and Zoning has a special meeting. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise wraps up its season. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun, Thursday 6 till 9 p.m., featuring two guys in suits and ties. On Friday in Norfolk, the outdoor movie will be presented by the Norfolk Community Association. That will be at 6:30. Ankrum Firehouse Tag Sale happens on Saturday, 8:30 till 3:30 at the firehouse. More information is available at 518-610-2847. The entire community of Millerton is invited to an ice cream social for the groundbreaking of Millerton Community Park at Eddie Collins Memorial Park. Saturday from 3:30 till 5, the rain date is Sunday. Eddie Collins Memorial Park, which is located on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, COVID precautions will be posted prior to the event at millertonpark.org. Together again, you're asked to join with proof of vaccination on Saturday, August 28th, from 5 until 8 o'clock at 104 Spooner Hill Road in South Kent to benefit the Kent Memorial Library. RSVP to the library. The Northeast Millerton Library used book sale room and the library annex at 28th Century Boulevard open Saturdays from 10 until 1. The Hillsdale Hamlet Committee Jams in the Hamlet Concert Series, which is free at the Hamlet Park, runs through October 3rd. That's Saturdays 4 till 7 p.m. Food and drink from local restaurants for purchase at those events. In Cornwall on the 28th, walk and talk about metal management with Peter Del Tredici. That is coming up on August 28th. You can meet Democratic candidates on Sunday, August 29th from 3 till 5 at the Indian Rock Schoolhouse Pavilion in Armenia, hosted by the Armenia Democratic Committee. Rolf Jansen Community Library has a concert in the park. Noah Palmer and friends on Sunday at 3 p.m. RoadJanLibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 35,120.08, the NASDAQ at 14,714.66, and the S&P 500 at 4,441.67. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.